And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It's the best gold ever.
Oh, you're so that's hilarious. That's so funny.
He's not done.
Oh, I love you guys. Y'all are funny.
So that is Darius Rucker. Hi, everybody. We're Big Dean Bubba, and this is the podcast. Carson is here. Patrick is not. So we were doing the CMA Awards broadcast, and I figured that was one of the coolest golds because what they did is someone recorded Kelly who recorded
yeah.
the other side? She recorded only one half of the conversation, only Darius Rucker's reaction to what was actually going on the air, which was this.
Hey, what was it, Darius? What was the first thing that you, like, when you started, like, making, like, real money, like, back in the day, I guess, with Hootie's junk, like, what was your, would you finally go, okay, I'm going to go buy this.
Pay off my student loans.
Really?
First thing I did. Absolutely. First thing I did. Yeah, then I bought a car.
And then what'd you get? What kind of car?
I got I think it was a Ford Explorer at the time. I got the Eddie Bauer Ford
Oh my
Explorer.
Gosh, Eddie Bauer Ford. Back in the day.
Two-tone yes. Eddie
Come
Bauer.
On.
Absolutely. I was stolid.
Eddie Bauer.
Yes.
I was stolid. Eddie Bauer. Excuse me.
That's how I roll.
Okay.
That's top of the line package, man.
Look
was
at you.
Exactly.
You 35-year-old white woman. Eddie Bauer.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you rolling up to your buds like, hey, what up?
What up? What up? What up? What up? On my way to the PTA.
You guys familiar with soccer?
So all we have is the laughs. Honestly, we could give this to the crew at Gitmo, and they could just play this on a loop to the people that are in the box. Could you imagine, like, hours and hours
God,
of the
no.
laughter?
So great.
Darius's laughter could it's save so the entire Western Hemisphere.
He's funny, man. What a good dude, man. Yeah.
Love him,
man. A long time, you know, when he went and started doing country, you know, it was Hootie and the Blowfish, and we were like, what? Is this? This is never going to work.
For real?
And then you hear him, you're like, oh, my gosh, he's can do this.
Well, what happens is then you go back and you listen to Hootie and the Blowfish and realize that they were this close from being country to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, it's countryer than a lot of stuff that we play now. I mean, think about it. Some of the old Hootie stuff.
Well, yeah, a couple of years ago, they opened the CMA Awards with every artist singing Hold My Hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a straight up jam.
We used to play that every once in a while on the show. We had a shorter edited version that I had put together, and man, we used to play it, and we'd have little sing-alongs on the air. And
yeah,
I think we need to bring that back and do that maybe next week or something.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good on the radio. There's a lot of that stuff, and it's also just produced a little different. I think it really popped on the air from a kind of technical standpoint. Carson, how was Carson was in Atlanta last night.
Yeah.
For the Stones again.
I was,
you saw them here and now you saw
I
them.
I did.
Did they change the show up? Many?
Yeah, they actually played a couple of different songs. And it was amazing. But I think I told you guys when I got to Nashville, I'd bought pit tickets and I waited outside as soon as the gates opened and I ran down to the pit so I could be at the front, be at the rail. And then last night I got something they call lucky dip tickets, which are $45, and you don't know where you're going to be sitting in the stadium.
Like a grab bag?
Yes, it's literally
lucky dip.
They call it like it's a British term, I guess. And so you can be anywhere. You could be in the very last row. You can be side stage. And I had bought a set, and my younger brother bought a set, and I go and I get mine, and they were lower bowl, not bad. and then they pull his two pit tickets.
What?
So, and then they hand you the wristbands that you have to get to wear to get into the pit. So then we get in line. They hadn't opened doors yet. And we run through. But we're thinking, you know, I mean, look, we're just excited to be there. Yeah. And then they were corralling all the people that had pit tickets to give them wristbands. But because they had put ours in the envelope.
You already had your wristbands.
We beat everybody into the pit.
Oh, no. Nice.
So I was
you were up against the
up against the rail again.
What?
Oh, wow.
Front row. And almost the exact same spot that I was for Nashville. Whole lot less.
Now, at the Nashville show, you saw Keith Urban, who was on his, like, he was in between layers, right?
He was, there's the, like, little cement area between the pit and the stage. He was in that little
floor. Like, where they always have the security guards.
Correct, yes, that's, yeah.
To keep people from storming the stage. So that's where Keith Urban gets to watch concerts.
Yeah, he was between me and Mick Jagger, but last night there I did not see any famous people, or if I did, I didn't recognize them. But also, they were all behind me. So,
look at you!
But I made friends. I made friends. The couple standing next to me were actually from Nashville as well, and then the couple on the other side of me, they're from Europe. And they're trying to talk me into going. Rumors are the Stones are going to tour Europe next year. And they're like, you should come. And here's my number. And let's stay in touch.
What?
And I know. Look at me making friends everywhere. And,
what?
Yeah, that happens to cute girls. You get that. Yeah. Oh, you know what you should do? Here's my number. Come to Europe and stay with us. What?
They look at me and they go, hey, well, you should come to Europe and fix my tire.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, it was good.
Zach Brown opened up for him.
Yeah, and you know, it was so much fun because the whole band was so excited to be there. But what was cool, when they busted out Same Boat, which is, you know, new song off the new album, I'm singing along and one of the guys in the band kind of looked down and saw me, like gave me a thumbs up that I knew the words, but I wasn't the only one. That stadium was singing it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, I just love how music is so universal that you think, oh, mm-hmm. you're going to see the Stones, these... You know, world's greatest rock and roll band, and wow, Zach Brown's opening, and yeah, and it's just good music is good music.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, he's really good, especially, I mean, he's from Georgia, so
yeah.
I'm sure he had a huge following. Bubba, we do you have a sounder for us to go and look at our new thing? Camera, our new setup.
Yeah, I do. Give me a second.
I don't want to get... it's already been kind of seen early in the beginning of the podcast, the video part of it, but I wanted to kind of make there be an official...
So I have a couple of them. I'm going to go to this one just because it's... Do you want the longer one or the shorter
Probably
one?
Probably the shorter one, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, right. When you hit it, it's going to go. Is that a burp in that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. I'll play the longer one. Maybe you'll like that.
Well.
Number four. Order up.
Happy holidays. What just happened?
You said you wanted some kind of big intro.
Yeah. That was our intro to our camera, our Christmas camera cam.
The tree. It's very Christmassy.
That sounded like... That was so much stuff.
Sounded like I was in an arcade. And all the machines turned on at once and just started spitting out.
It was like every stager from 1990 radio I've ever heard played at one time. Yeah, but it's got a—I mean,
why
it's got a burp.
I don't know
why
there's a burp in it. I just grabbed it. Okay, I'll try to stop it before the burp.
You missed it.
All right, one more time.
All right, right.
Oh!
That's better.
That's better than.
Maybe if I threw some echo on it. Boy, it's so hard to do this, though, because I only have two hands and one mouse. One more try. No.
All
right. Well, anyway,
I did it. It's there. It is. Look at that.
That's our Christmas tree.
That looks great. Look at her. Nah, she's looked like that since March.
Well, you know, there's something wonderful about having a Christmas tree, yeah. And you know, we leave it up all year round. Big whoop.
Yeah.
Big whoop. By the way, ambience. I'm doing Christmas lights at the house tomorrow. I'm actually about 11 days late.
What are you putting up?
Just everything. You know, the same stuff I do all the time. I put up the same lights every year, and then I always add extras. I got these that I'm going to be putting up. These are some C9s.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, so I got some more of those, and I'm good.
Man,
I'm
when I grew up, we weren't allowed to have multicolor lights.
Why?
Because my mother thought they were tacky. So we were
they
only allowed.
They are tacky, but they're Christmas.
No, and that's the, yeah, she okay. She would not allow multicolor lights. It was white lights only.
White lights are for landscaping. I have said this for years, and I want you to just stop. Before you go, oh, Bubba's being a snob about Christmas lights. In June, you go anywhere kind of fancy, they're going to have white Christmas lights wrapping the poles of the patios. Mm-hmm. There's nothing Christmassy about that.
No, you're right.
So if you want Christmas lights, you have to go with the colors. Any colors. If you have all, because I've seen like my neighbors were Jewish and they had the blue lights.
Blue lights, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, at least they didn't go with the plain white ones. Mm-hmm. I like the colors.
Well, even my mom has come around to it that in the last 10 years.
What?
Now she, yeah, that she said, she's like, no, you know what? These are more fun.
Yes.
I said yes. I tried to tell you that as a child.
Yes, I love that. And I mean, you can mix it up. I've seen some people do like orange and purples and just different things. And I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
Do that because colored lights are Christmas. White lights, landscaping. You go drive by any country club and what are you going to see all year round? White lights.
Yeah.
Lame.
You do you guys have a Christmas tree color wheel?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we did.
They had
for like a metal tree or something.
Well, you can do it for anything.
Yeah,
yeah. A lot of time it was the metal because the metal didn't have color and the you know would reflect the colors off them.
We always had real trees, and you know we would do like when we were. I didn't realize we were doing it because we were poor. I thought we were doing it because it was a way to keep us busy doing something as kids. But we would make the popcorn garland and all that kind of stuff.
I don't think I knew people did that in real life.
Yeah, we did.
That's cool.
We did. And, you know, you do it on the string. And, you know, my mom was a seamstress. So she had, you know, all the thread we could ever want. And so she would give us each a needle and a bowl of popcorn. We'd just sit there and do it and put it up on the tree.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking now, I'm like, that's probably a mouse and rat attractant. Like, wouldn't you think like bugs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Would be like, hey, look at that tree. Yum.
Do you guys have any ornaments from when you were kids or maybe stuff that your kids made when they were little
that you
put on the tree?
My kids' stuff.
Yeah.
My favorite ornament on my tree. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. My favorite ornament on my tree is from when my first daughter was pretty much a newborn at the time, maybe in the first 8 months. It was her first Christmas, and my wife went to boil all the binkies, all the little pacifiers.
Yeah.
And she was boiling them and forgot about it. So it boiled all the water out. The water completely evaporated and melted them all into the bottom of the pan. So they have a flat side.
Yeah.
And then you have the little loops still for the pacifiers. So I just put a hook on it and now they hang on the tree. That was our very first like Christmas with a child. Ornament, and I still we hang
That's
it up every year.
Really adorable,
and it's like all melted, and it's got the
you
black.
Please take a picture
and
when that comes out.
Okay, well,
I would when you pull it out. I would love to see it
this weekend.
Okay, that's
putting
so
the trees
sweet.
Up,
I love
so.
That.
Yeah, and then we had one time whenever actually my first Christmas whenever Stacy and I were dating, we went to like a drugstore or whatever for something, and they said, "Oh wait," and they handed you this. They went free with purchase. And it was a little star, a stuffed animal star about the size of a softball. And it's yellow, and it has a tag that literally says free with purchase. So I used the tag, and I hung it up on the tree as well. I was like, hey, look, it's our first ornament. And we still have that as well.
Aww.
Free with purchase.
That's what's so great about Christmas is just those things coming out of boxes and memories and sentimentality. And as much as I am cold and black-hearted, 99% of the year. Man, Christmas, that does get to me.
I was going through some of the boxes yesterday, and I sent Big D some – I found photo albums that were somehow mixed in with the Christmas stuff, and I sent him some pictures. He and I were doing hurricane coverage. Yeah. So we were out – we had a Hummer back at the time, and we were out running around in the Hummer. Well, it was not a big deal. It wasn't a direct hit, so we're like trying to do – oh, we're heading into the eye of the storm.
We were playing it up.
Right.
We were doing the Jim Cantore stuff, you know, back in the day. Man. So, like, literally, it was like, okay, it's time to go live on the air. I would roll the window of the Hummer down, and I'd stick my whole torso out of the window. We're the only cars on the road. We're like, okay, so it's that time. And you hear the wind rushing by. It's the wind is so low. There goes a cow. You
fake
know,
news. Fake news.
It was total fake news.
We're the original fake news.
Oh, my gosh.
So we did that. And then, like, one of the pictures, I had a Diet Pepsi or something, and I threw the can up in the air, and I took a quick picture to show that.
It's debris everywhere.
So there's, you see D's face and then this Diet Pepsi can floating in the air. Looks like we're in zero gravity on the space station or whatever.
I remember we got back to the studio, people were like, wow, that sounded great. Man. And they were like, I guess it just kind of died out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we had to go about an hour and a half to
really
the
really dodged
the
bullet
west.
Here, didn't we?
People are evacuating to Houston for no reason.
Actually, they were going the other way because we were closer to Houston.
Yeah, thanks for over-explaining the joke, but yes. Oh, God.
Sorry. I can't help it. It's just because my brain goes, we were not close to...
Oh, wow. And then do you feel this? That's what you did. You did this.
What did I do?
You completely killed the movement.
Dead.
Dead.
Dead stop.
Dead stop. Dead stop.
That's hilarious.
I did it. I enjoyed when the CMA Awards, and when he came up to Luke and was like, you know, Luke was surprised, you know, every time someone walked up to help him do his job. And when Darius did it, he was only there for 20 seconds, but man, that 20 seconds was, I was like, oh, that's really good.
That right?
He's like, why don't you just... handing the microphone.
Well, that's when Darius kind of made the dig about they didn't ask me to host or whatever he said there. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I don't know, maybe next year?
He's got
he
a
did
thing.
It before, good. Didn't he?
Yeah, he did the year for last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in that 20 seconds, he was charismatic,
mm-hmm.
likable.
Yep.
Wasn't awkward or
leave
anything.
Luke alone.
So
I had to do the leave Britney thing for Luke because it feels like you're picking on Luke.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to tell you guys what I saw last night after the concert, that I saw what I thought was going to become parking lot rage.
Oh.
Because it's, you know, you're getting out of a concert, it's a bunch of people trying to exit the same place at the same time, and I'm trying to make my way in, and of course, if we were properly zippering, I would have been allowed to go, but no, the Chevy...
Zippering?
The one car goes, the next car comes in, they let you in.
Oh,
so like a zipper.
Like your teeth to
the
zipper. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Like Chick-fil-A, you know, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to make my little way, but the Chevy behind the guy, he's right on his bumper. He's not going to let me in. I'm like, all right, Chevy, whenever you win. And then across from me, some dude in a red pickup who decides he's going to try to get his way in front of Chevy, and he starts inching forward. Well, Chevy ain't having it. And so dude's just riding up on him, flashes his brights into the dude's window. And I'm like, I am about to see a murder. It is on. Mm-hmm. And so Chevy starts doubling down by turning his wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And dude's pushing and pushing and pushing. Chevy decides he wasn't going to let me in. But nope, he's really going to stick it to this guy. Lets another car out.
Oh, man.
Red truck lays on the horn.
Oh, boy.
And everybody I start looking in other windows. Everybody's laughing at this guy. Everybody is laughing.
At red truck guy?
At red
Chevy?
Truck guy. Because now we're all in it. Because Chevy was a jerk. Red truck is way too aggro.
Just losing it.
Just
yeah.
like, oh my gosh. And I've got the dash cam. And I'm thinking like, and technically, I'm letting red truck go.
You're like, the cops are going to take my dash cam for evidence when this goes
well,
down?
I'm thinking, should I put it on Reddit? Because this is literally idiots in cars. But my problem is, you're all stuck. There's nowhere to go. So while Chevy is giving us all a laugh, by corralling Red Truck, I really thought, man, this guy is angry and obviously has a little bit loose because he's on the horn, he's flashing his brights. And I really I'm now planning my escape route. That if I just have to ditch the car and run up some stairs because I don't want to be caught in whatever this is going to be. And so finally, Red Truck gets in and he's on Chevy. And the people that were further along in the line, there's more zippering going on because apparently nobody knows how to tell you to get out. Like, parking.
That's
was
why
a,
I leave, like,
mess.
Right after the third or fourth song of the concert.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to people who start getting in front of Red Truck, and he's trying to start playing these games with them. And then he comes across, I don't know what kind of car it is, you guys would have known, but it was some massive SUV. And this guy was like, yeah, I don't care if you got a pickup truck, son, because I will demolish you, and just juts right in front of him. And you can tell Red Truck is so upset. And I'm just thinking, was this worth it, man? Was this really... For what? You beat me to
your whole night is ruined.
It is. And he's got, what I figured out was I realized he had a dude sitting next to him. And this was it. He was trying to show off for his buddy. And
look
he got,
me, I'm alpha, bro.
Oh, and he got so baited. It was ridiculous. And so
chicks don't do that kind of stuff.
No, it was just like, everybody just be cool. Yeah, I'm watching this and going, what an absolute waste of energy. And again, if you had a really good night, you've just ruined it. Because that's all you're going to be thinking about on your drive home is that Chevy that just met, you know, or.
You know exactly. This is the conversation he's lucky he didn't blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I was ready.
Yep.
He's lucky he didn't.
That, right. Like, well, I'm going to let him go this time. Mm-hmm. And even the Chevy guy who wouldn't let me in, and he started and stuff like, you're not innocent in this, sir. Yeah. Like, you could have been cool, but
yeah, guys, one jerk begets other jerks.
Yeah, it was just, and like I said, I'm like, if I could have, I would have just pulled out and found a parking spot and just sat until everybody left because I was freaked out so bad that I really thought I was going to see two guys get out of their cars.
And you weren't alone. Your brother was
with
you.
My brother was with me, but yeah. I mean, that's a waste.
What was he saying? Because he's funny.
Oh, he's like making comments about it. At one point, I was like, dude, maybe you could get out and like go stand in front of somebody so you could make sure. He's like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, would you man up? Like, he's like, they'll run me over. All right, you're probably right, but... But also, why are you making me drive? I'm tired.
I hate, and I will say that I don't like crowds in general because of the chaos that can ensue at any given moment.
You know, mentality.
You never know because people are stupid. It takes one dummy to ruin it for a whole bunch of people. And I don't like that. And especially like parking garages and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I either want to be the first out of the stadium or the arena
or
the
last.
Very last. Yeah. I don't want to be in traffic. I don't want anybody to be, you know, like that. I don't want anybody to be anxious and angry and stupid.
The stress.
You see what
happened
at the, what's the guy's concert?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
Yeah. I kind of had that feeling last night that they said one of the ways you can help yourself if you're in a crush situation in a crowd is put your arms up like you're going to fight because what that does is gives room around your chest, your breathing cavity.
Yeah.
So I'm up against the rail and I had my little fist up and I'm not fighting anybody, but it wasn't necessarily worried because actually being at the railing, I'd have an easier chance of getting out because I could just flop over. But at one point there were these two little wannabe Instagram influencers that started to push up behind me.
I'm sorry, what were they?
Instagram influencers. Okay. And there are these two little girls all like dressed up. And they start talking to the dudes behind me. And there were two wonderful gentlemen, veterans. We were toasting them all night because it was Veterans Day. And they're like, we're here to see the Stones. And the guy looks at her and goes, do you honestly think none of us are? And she's like, well, we just need to be up for it. And he goes,
Wait. They show up to a Rolling Stones concert and they demand to be up front because they are there
to see the Stones.
Yep. Yeah. Unlike everybody else in the stadium.
Yeah. And bless this military gentleman because he goes, do you honestly think nobody else is here for that? And then they're like, well, we just want to get into the front. And he starts protecting me. He's like, she's been here since 4:30. You will not. And, I mean, like, super, really, really cool people.
Did you get a number?
No. Because he was married.
Oh,
he was telling me about his wife and his daughter and stuff.
Okay,
I am the most friendly person in the world when I'm talking to you at a concert. So I got his whole life story.
She got the other people's number that she's going to go to Europe and live with. Those guys
make all my friends.
You'll be doing your show remotely. Where are you at now? I'm in Ibiza.
So.
Look at that Christmas tree. Boy, she does look good, though, doesn't she? Let's take a look. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That is festive.
I love it. I'm so excited.
All right, enough of that. Yeah, so what are you guys doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Yeah, I am putting up Christmas lights. Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
are you doing
yeah.
your reindeer in the front?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the neighbors.
What happened last time?
Yes, the neighbors didn't like it. I do the reindeer. You know, the big, they're like the wooden looking reindeer, and they have the lights all up in them. I always put them up in a happy humping position. And the neighbors have asked me to not do that this year.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
dude, if they're going to end up that way anyway. If I put them out in the yard, somebody in the neighborhood will put them in the happy humping position. So
I just have this image of you going out there, and then you picking the one in the back, and you kind of have it mounting. And then you step back and look at it and go, eh, no.
I giggle all the time. I'm like, yes, and I do.
Readjust it.
I adjust them over and over and over. I'm like, no, man, you're going to hit it from here.
That's not quite it.
No,
honey, come out here. Does this look right to you?
Do your children come home and just put their face in their hands?
Well, okay, so when they were little, they didn't know what it was. They were just like, what are they doing? Oh, they're BFFs, you know, whatever.
It's a special hug.
It was like, I don't know. They figured it out. And then I became legendary. You know, friends would come over and they'd be like, hey, you're – and they're like, yeah, my dad did that. Points.
Yeah.
Points.
Points.
You are a legend.
Wow. Look at what are you doing, D?
My dad is coming over, I guess, and we're going to kind of hang out, and then we're going to that signing thing on. So it'll be good, man. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and get to see dad again, and I think we'll smoke some pork shoulders.
Oh, yeah. Are you actually gonna hide a car key for him this time?
Yes, absolutely. But yeah, he's a mess, man. He's doing good. I mean, he's 80 years old. He's making the drive from Cookeville to Nashville through Nashville traffic. And
gosh, man,
I was like, "Are you sure?" I said, "I can get you." Yeah. No, I'm fine. Right. He goes to.
I see my dad isn't driving right now.
Yeah, he goes to like Costco. What would they have? Sam's. There?
Yeah, that's all he'll do. He'll go to the grocery store and back, but he'll do that to go walk.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for him, man.
Like, what are you doing? Just at the grocery store. Oh, what you getting? Nothing. I'm just walking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like me, honestly. I do that.
When he had his foot surgery, he had to use those little rascal things, the little carts, the motorized things. And I went with him to Sam's to, you know, help him shop and whatnot. And he's going through there, and he can't hear. And so he's just, I'm behind him, and he's like full blast at his, you know, 8 miles an hour ahead of me. And just yelling through this big building, it's just echoing everywhere. I don't really care for this store. It's not. I wish we had a real one. We got kind of a smaller one here. They don't have the stuff I want. My dad, and like people are turning and looking at him. My dad, just take it easy, man.
Dads are the worst. You get dads in stores, and they have because they can't hear. They don't realize when they turn to you and they're 6 inches from your face, and they go. The prices are ridiculous here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like what's the commercial on TV of the...
you're going to become your parents or whatever?
The insurance company?
Is it insurance?
Yeah.
And it's the same way. So so you're telling me that all you do is sell candles here. How do you make your payroll? But you don't know. But you know what kind of fish those are. Oh, come on! Don't be coy. That's what they are. They're koi fish.
Darius liked the joke.
He did.
That's hilarious.
He's the best, man. We had a good week, man. It was fun talking to all the artists and stuff. Our friends with for the CMA Awards.
There were several really LOL, I couldn't believe they happened moments throughout the week. Yeah, like I wish we had enough space to. Oh man, we should have planned and just picked like some of the best interviews and thrown them up on the end of the podcast. I don't know why. Normally I would do that.
Yeah, think about that.
And I am just dumb, and I didn't do it. I'm so sorry. It's my fault.
Yeah, it's good.
My name is Patrick.
So anyway, Patrick's doing his
leadership music.
Yes, yes.
Leadership music is.
Do you really know
cult,
what this
I
is?
I'm not real sure what it is.
It's something you have to pay up. Money to be in, but apparently they. You
well,
meet all
only.
The in yeah, it's invite only, and then you meet all the insiders of the entire music industry, from producers to
touring people, record labels,
and you're supposed to learn a little bit about everything or something like that. But
it is, I know a lot of people who've done it, and they do preach about what an amazing program it is. But there is something about it that we invite you to join, and here's a bill that it's okay.
It's like an HOA for the music industry.
Yeah, I think of it as a grown-up fraternity.
I'm looking at the class, this year's class of leadership music, and it's a lot of they're like president and owners, co-founders of record labels, some of the stuff I don't even know, management companies, digital media companies, songwriters.
Well, then this is good. This will help Patrick to expand our show into some of these other
it's
industries.
Networking and
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, there's a lot in here.
Yeah. You know what's the weird thing about me? This is where I can't – I got my issues with it. They take your phones away from you.
Yeah.
That – I don't know. I don't care for that. Like, if you want to tell me, look, please don't use your phone. It's rude. We want you to be engaged, whatever. But – the idea that you have to hand your phone over to someone, like, I don't know. That's not my, that's weird.
Yeah, you do that at a comedy club. They lock your phone up.
They lock it up, but you can go and say, hey, would you, because I get it. They don't want you stealing material. They don't want you recording the show. I get that. But I think they also kind of tell you ahead of time with a lot of comedy shows. This is, we're just taking you, I look at Patrick. He's got a pregnant wife. And yes, there's an emergency number. And you can call. I don't know. It's weird to me.
I'm looking at this, Bubba. There's a couple of these people may be able to help us in the future.
Really?
General Counsel and Associate Register of Copyrights, U.S. Copyright Office in
D.C.
That's
actually very fascinating. Wow. I'd like to know about that person. And I always think whenever I hear general contractor that there's some guy going, I'm general contractor. Just walking up. Hello there. And he's got a level and things like that. Aha. Let me see here. I'm 5-star general contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot
very
of different,
judgy.
A lot of agents, talent agents, studios. That's a lot of stuff in here, man. I can't believe he's in this. President of the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
Is in there.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Spotify's in this. Hmm. Sound Exchange. I don't know. Anyway.
Wow. Wow. Look at him rubbing elbows.
Yeah.
The fancies.
I joked with him before I left. I said, well. Man, 24 hours, you'll be naked in the woods. No idea where you are.
Missing a kidney.
That's so funny.
It's like having little Darius. Remember, anyway, I forget.
The Hardaway?
Little Penny. Like having Little Penny going, come on, that's so funny. He's great. One more time at the Christmas tree before we get out of here. Oh, she does. She is quite a beaut, though, isn't she?
Yes.
Really pretty.
Lights are all blinky. There's
solid.
There's solid. Bows all over the place.
Yes. Yes.
And zero turkey hands on there, which I still can't believe you guys don't want to do. I love the turkey hands thing.
We can do it.
Really?
Why not?
I mentioned it a week ago, and y'all were like, nope.
I don't remember, but
I don't either.
I do.
I said it's turkey hands time, and all I got was crickets back. Nobody wanted to do it.
Well, now we're gobbling back at you.
Okay. Well, good. This is going to happen. Then what we'll do is Monday, I will bring in the arts and crafts, and we will do turkey hands. And then that way, on the day we come back after Christmas, we give away the turkey hands to somebody on the air.
People really want these.
People do. And
wait.
We've done this several years now, and because we each decorate them our own way.
Right,
and I get pictures like on social media. They're like, they'll tag us and they'll be like, look at the turkey hands, because they all go to the same person.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
and put them on their tree.
Well, excellent. Well, you guys
Carson
have a...
Carson looks very... Like, really?
I mean...
Yeah, hey, man. Dude,
I have melted pacifiers on my tree. I mean...
Good point. thank you, Darius, for being our gold for the week. So good.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Oh, yes.
It was the podcast.
Oh, you're so funny. That's hilarious. That's so funny.